Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Take us through the game-winning goal, if you would. It was a 3-on-2. Take us, the way you saw it and how you finished it.
I was just skating, and JJ with Dahmer did a great job. Dahmer didn't just find me, and my job was just put it on the net.
Do you feel if you're going to get a chance like that, and more times than not, that's going in the net?
I don't know. To be honest, the goalies are great, so sometimes it's pretty hard to beat them.
Disappointed you didn't get your hat trick? You certainly had the opportunity.
I'm always so stressed when I got empty net that far.
How come? Why are you stressed?
I don't know. I have to skate right to the net and just, put it there. But, today is a pretty special day. My parents are here for the first time, so I hope they enjoy the game.
Well, considering you won and got two goals, I would think they've enjoyed the game, right?
Yeah. And we won, so they probably gonna celebrate. So,
yeah. Before you came to Buffalo, you probably didn't know too much about Rob Ray from where you're from, and you're a young guy. You didn't see him play, but you got to know him a little bit. You know how he is. He kind of keeps things light and everything. Do you enjoy being around him?
I didn't know who he is, but from the first time I met him, he's a great guy. He was always so kind for me and helping me in tough losses. So,
fun to see him honored like that.
Oh yeah. I really enjoyed the Hall of Fame thing. So, great career.
You look up to Tage. He's somebody that you really respect. What's it mean to you to be on the same line with him right now and have success that you guys are having right now?
Yeah, it's just unbelievable to play with those guys, and especially with Tomer. He's not just a great player, but amazing person too. So he's helping me a lot with on the ice or off the ice too.
You guys got the lead, and then you got behind, and then you got the 4-minute penalty, but you killed it off, and that seemed to be the thing that maybe got you guys going again, didn't it, to be able to kill that penalty off. What was the difference, did you think, from when you took the lead, lost the lead, and then won the game?
The difference was the second period wasn't good enough. We should put the puck more deep and don't do turnovers on the blue line, but hell of a job by OP. He saved us a lot, and the PK guys for the 4 minutes, that was a hell of a job too.